because you had, what did she say, 10 or 20, I forget the number, 20 maybe meetings, associations, industries had pulled their conferences from Arizona. And she mentioned specifically Temecula. Now, she said it was a high school in Temecula. We have since identified it as Great Oak High School in Temecula, and that they were going to participate in the Fiesta Bowl band competition late this year, part of the big college football bowl game. And very rarely, if ever, does a school withdraw from this competition. This is the kind of thing that kids work for years, to get invited or to qualify and then to actually participate in the band competition. So she told us yesterday that as far as she knew, it was because of the immigration law. So she said it on the air. We mentioned it several times afterwards. We said we were going to find out if this is true. It was hard to believe. Today we got an email from Melanie Norton from the Temecula Valley Unified School District, who said that the decision for the band not to participate was driven by a desire to conserve funds, not a political statement. And she talks about the school budgets decreasing, the families have to pay more and more, and it's simply too much money. And that it was the decision of the band director and the booster club not to participate. Now, and some parents called up earlier in the show and said, yeah, that's the word we got too. Well, we decided to have Kristen on, see what the story is from her end. Kristen.
Hello.
Well, there's been quite a storm in Temecula. Apparently, all the high schools have been inundated with phone calls. It is just one high school, Great Oak High School. Have you checked out the story on your end?
Actually, all I know is we're collecting the information from our hotels. So we're certainly not trying to throw anybody under the bus for their cancellations. It was just a question as to the kinds of groups that we're seeing cancel, and that was one of the ones that we were told of. All I know is what the hotels are telling me, and we've asked all of our members to let us know as soon as they get cancellations as a result of this bill. So yesterday, before I came on your show, I just happened to get a call from one of our local hotels that said, hey, we just want to, you know, we know you're tracking this information, so wanted to let you know that high school at Temecula just canceled with us. And it was because the information that they were given that they passed along to me, which was that the band director or the band leader, whoever was in charge, made the executive decision and let them know that it was because of his political views, and it wasn't conferred with any of the parents, and wasn't sort of a decision made by the parents or the team, which made us feel bad. We felt like the poor kids who weren't going to get that opportunity.
So what you heard from this sales associate, and it's a Phoenix hotel, was that the band director or someone like that called in to cancel the band's participation, and it was because of the immigration law.
I mean, specifically, I mean, and we're not asking the hotels for this. We're usually not even asking them for the group names because we understand that a lot of that is private and they don't want to divulge that. But specifically, the salesperson mentioned to me that it was the band leader, and that it wasn't a decision based that the parents were even able to contribute to. It was just his personal feeling. So
it was a man who called in?
I think I want to say she said him, but I don't know that for sure, actually.
Okay.
I can't confirm that. But she said, you know, it was a personal feeling, and it was because of the immigration law, and they were really disappointed, and that the Fiesta Bowl was trying to work with them to fill the rooms with another team, because it's a great honor for people. I mean, you know, bands all over the country want to be in this. It's a prestigious bowl game.
So the sales associate is saying that this guy called in and took full responsibility for the decision. Said,
yeah, that was the information that the sales associate received.
In his view, it was about the immigration, not about a budget situation at the school.
That's correct. I mean, I don't work for the Fiesta Bowl, but I think, you know, bands, it's very prestigious to get selected for this. Bands know when they sign up to be in the Fiesta Bowl what their budget requirements are, and it's not until December. So I don't know why, you know, budget would require you to do that in May. But, I mean, it could be. I hope that that's the truth, because that's a lot better reason for people not to come to Arizona than because...
Right, but we talked about...
That would be great, you know?
We talked about this last hour, Kristen, and we heard from a man who says his daughter's in the band, and he said it was going to cost each student $500. And when some found that out, a number dropped out so that the number of band members going to cover the cost, it would be $900 per band member. He said that just became too much money for your average family.
Right. And I can understand that. And I hope that that is the case. I mean, you know, that's
well, you know, what's interesting, though, it may be that it's a money problem, but for some reason, whoever called to do the cancellation decided to stick it a dig about the immigration law.
Could be.
And maybe that's it. But it was specifically because, you know, hotels don't call us every time they get a cancellation.
Right.
We've specifically put the word out to them that we are tracking cancellations as a result of this so that we can continue to inform our legislature and our leaders about the effect that it's having on our industry. So they only call you.
You're not taking calls for any old cancellation. You want to get the call when somebody says we're canceling because of the immigration law.
Exactly. That's the only information we're tracking. I mean, I'm sure they get cancellations, you know, every day for one reason or another. But this is, you know, this is the information we've asked them to pass along to us, and she specifically provided that. So I wasn't trying to mislead anyone, but hopefully.
We just want to get at the truth.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
How many groups have canceled at this point?
We're up to 23 now.
23.
I got two more today. So we're up to 23
today.
Total that, again, that the resorts are kind enough to let us know about. I don't know how many are out there that we're unable to track or that, you know, are just making a decision not to come based on whatever reason.
And this is still around the $6 to $10 million range of lost business?
Yeah, it's still around there. We haven't been able to compile the latest room numbers, or so it's still between $6 and $10 million. We did get word that this city of Boulder, Colorado, last night decided to boycott us as well. So, you know, we're still definitely feeling the effects.
All right. Kristen, thanks for coming back on with us. And if you get any further information that points the story one way or the other, let us know, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right, Kristen Jarnigan, Vice President of Communications, Arizona Hotel and Lodging Association. So there you have it, Temecula parents. She's standing by the story. That's what the hotel sales associate said. Apparently somebody in charge of the band called and said, we're out of the Fiesta Bowl band competition because of the immigration law. And
right.
It's not something they ran by the parents. Now, I wonder if that's true, and now they're, you know, they're sending out the press release cover story. Oh, no, it's really budgetary problems. I don't know. Or maybe it is budgetary problems, and he was pissed off about the immigration law and decided to give him a stick.
Well, and, you know, we have reached out to this Temecula communications and community coordinator woman with a series of emails, and her last email said that she'd rather not continue, you know, discussing this since it's a false rumor and that's that, pretty much. Because Ray wanted her to come on and...
Well, I don't know.
But if she's not the one that made the cancellation, we need to speak to the one that actually made the cancellation to know what the reasons given were. Right?
Yes.
We don't need the community coordinator of relations, whatever
maybe,
her title is.
Maybe the band director could come on the air and explain it. And
we have a name it was put in one of the emails from one of the people, families.
Yeah, maybe the band director could come on,
right.
And then we could maybe track down this hotel and see what the sales associate has to say.